Now it's time for personal supplication. We have the privilege to go before the Almighty God, with whom all things are possible, to give expression to our heart desires right now in prayer. As we do so this morning, let's remember his word, Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall receive, seek you will find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And that includes you and me. As you ask this morning, we are all returning with our answers in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet, whatever those issues might be, begin to give it expression right now before God. Make sure your heart is connected and be focused and pray in faith. Now lift up your voice and begin to give quality thanks unto God who answers prayers. If you know that God has heard and answered you, thank him, praise him, bless him, magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seat, put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning it is testimony time. Can we make it louder? My breakthrough time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and you shall be blessed as you do. Number one, Matthew 6:33 delivers mega rewards. Hallelujah. I have engaged actively and vigorously in kingdom advancement endeavor since the year began, and God has helped me to bring in over 15 new converts. Hallelujah. A number of them have attended the Believer Foundation class, WFB, and are established in the church. I made financial commitment running into thousands of naira to ensure they are in church every Sunday with all delight and excitement. I believed every word of prophecies spoken to our lives so far. I believed God for career breakthrough, and suddenly God showed up. Hallelujah. I was shortlisted for a top executive position in one of the leading manufacturing firms in the country. And the God of Wonder Double stepped in. And out of the candidate interview for the role, I was chosen. And as if that was not enough, just a few days to my resumption, I was called and promoted to the position of MD-CEO. Hallelujah. Truly, Matthew 6:33 works like fire. To God be all the glory. The testifier is A. Olatunde. Let's put our hands together for the Almighty God. Number two, endless failure, misfortune, and generational curse broken. Hallelujah. I got married on March 22nd, 2012. Shortly after then, nothing seems to be working for me as the head of the family. It was so shameful that I lacked honor as the head of the family. I couldn't perform my responsibilities, and my wife was the one having to fill the vacuum. I applied and attended close to 10 different multinational job interviews. After getting to the last stage of the interview, they would just cease from getting back to me. This continued for close to 3 years. Bishop usually keep re-echoing into my ears that you don't watch what you don't want. He further said, our testimony is tied to how rigorously, fervently, and desperately we engage in the promotion of God's kingdom, which is reaching out to the lost and praying kingdom promotion prayers fervently and consistently. I made up my mind that I'm going to triple my participation all through the year, which I did with the whole of my being, distributing flyers, praying, and fasting. I concluded that I would rather die with the illumination of Matthew 6:33 than to allow failure or depression to frustrate me. After the operation, God's servant declared the following week as our week of rewards and told us to be reward conscious. That same week, God blessed me and changed my level beyond measure. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. Our house that was abandoned was fully completed to taste. Hallelujah. Also, the Canadian visa I applied for was granted me with multiple entries and privilege to work, study, and bring my family. Hallelujah. I have come to return all the glory back to God of this commission for wiping off my dishonor and ending my shame. Only God could have done this. The testifier is Omagbolahan. Oh, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord in appreciation.
For answered prayers this morning, and give him thanks for those amazing testimonies we have heard. Give him glory and praise. There is no one like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning? All the people came early in the morning to the temple for to hear him. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Jesus, speak to me this morning. Jesus, open my ears to hear your word today. Open my heart to understand what you are saying. Do anything in my life today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. Let today be another turning point in everyone's life. You sent a word, just one, to Jacob. It turned everything around him around. In the name of Jesus, let the word of each one come through to them this morning and change each one's story for the better. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God does not speak idle words. The month of October has been called your month of destiny. Therefore, be destiny fulfilling conscious. God's agenda for your life this year will come true like a dream of the night. As you keep doing what he commands, you have committed him to manifest himself to you. Therefore, it shall be a month of diverse manifestations of your God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Everyone's obedience shall be openly rewarded. Everyone's commitment shall be made openly manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, and please, you may be comfortably seated. We do not beg for a turnaround in the kingdom. Every turnaround is tied to our obedience to God. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will change your story dramatically, set you on high above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. It will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now, you know, the reason why people don't believe this is that it comes in little by little. Is this above all nations? What is it? What are they talking about? People can deceive themselves. How many can be above all nations of the earth? How? In Africa, above where? Above all nations. You can be above all villages in your country. Amen. Above all nations. You see, this is what I hate. People just talk big things without thinking that to reason. Okay, who have you seen Nigeria is above all nations? Amen. Why we look not at things which are saying, but at the things which are not saying. For the things which are saying are temporal. But the things which are not saying, they are eternal. Amen. And like we were sharing yesterday or day before, you know, a globally rated soccer star didn't start from the global realm. It began from the local realm. I began to dominate from that local realm, one level of local realm to another level of local realm, to another level of local realm, and then perhaps national realm, and then regional realm. It's a star footballer in West Africa. That's okay. It's coming up. And then comes over to continental realm. That's a star player in Africa. It's moving. As you are laughing to scorn, it's just going. And then after some time, he has covered two continents. And when they are doing classification, he says he's the best player, you know, across Middle East, which is not far from Africa. And then, no, it's moving. And then suddenly it becomes the Maradona of his generation. He has gotten there. Amen. All those boys started playing behind their mother's yard before they went to school and tried to find their way into playing. They even put some of them away. Get off, you two are talking about tiny, tiny people like you. And suddenly, the global thing in him came alive. That's why people don't believe in it. Is this how global things start? Inside the bacha, inside something. People should just come down and reason. When they go to church, I don't really think. They don't think at all. They just read anything there in the history of Middle East. And start saying that God is speaking to them. Praise God. Now, there are many ordinary looking people in this church that in my lifetime, I'm going to see them on top of their world in their field. Yeah. You are one of them. Let me hear your loudest. Yeah. We don't beg for a turnaround in the kingdom. We simply just obey our way into different realms of turnaround, face by face, in our lives. Let's look at two specifics in this regard. Number one, we do not beg to be favored. We serve our way into favor. We do not beg to be favored. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. On what basis? For thy servants taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the very dust thereof. Verse 15. Therefore, the heathens shall fear the name of the Lord by the dimension of favor I'm releasing upon your life and all the ends of the earth, thy glory. Fearful favor provoked by taking pleasure in the matters of the kingdom, the stones of Zion, the affairs of the church. Fearful favors coming down on God's ordinary people. A roadside mechanic became a great inventor by name R.G. Lutheroni. And God will appear to him in the night and show him what to join to what. What to join to what. So he was taking night lectures from the Lord. Amen. That man just became one strange inventor with many, not just local invention here and there. The earth moving equipment that he invented supplied 50% of the earth moving equipment needed in the World War II. Founded the university, roadside mechanic, and began teaching people what God taught him. And he said they should write on his tomb, Matthew 6, 33. Change his entire story forever. This God can make anything out of anyone who will care to subscribe to whatsoever he, God, commands. He will make anything out of any man who will care to make him first in their heart. Not just sit down in church and be staring at the pastor and be making comments like a commentator in a sporting event. Yes, number four, stupid. Number five, crazy. Move, move, move now. Number 11, move. And he's sitting there in one place.
Let's wake up
and take responsibility. There will be massive, dramatic turnaround in the lives of many in this church. The kind that the world has never known. If you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. One of the pastors said, one of the members, that what happened to him within 3 months of engaging with God is far more than his experience in 8 years in this church. 8 years, 3 months. So one can be here for 20 years and not experience God by treating his word with levity, giving a casual approach to what he commands. And one can be here and make all those things that we are struggling to see in 10 years happen in 10 weeks, depending on their level of alignment. God is no respecter of persons. Favor is coming your way. I said favor is coming your way. The kind you have never read in any book. The kind you have never heard on this altar. Favor, fearful favor. Favor that make men fear. God is coming your way. Just keep taking pleasure in pursuit of God and the interest of his kingdom from the heart. From the heart. It's not make them see me kind of engagement. It's not eye service. But as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. And you find favor being released upon your life, left, right, and center. That shall be your testimony. Number two, we do not beg for long life in the kingdom. We serve to enjoy long life. We serve to enjoy long life. Thou shalt serve the Lord your God. And God said, the number of your days I will fulfill. So long life is one of the blessings that accompany genuine, fruitful stewardship. Long life. I said fruitful means stewardship that generate results. Those that be planted in the house of God, as if they have nothing else doing in the world, they shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall be fat and flourishing. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. So fruitful stewardship entitles believers to a good old age. Abraham, my servant, he died in a very good old age. God hasn't changed. You can't use skill to buy old age. You can't be a professor of old age and then you not enjoy old age because you're a professor of old age. No. Serving God fruitfully entitles the believer to a good old age. There are many people in this place under the sound of my voice, members of this church worldwide, who will become symbols of a good old age. They will climb the altar one day and say, I thank Jesus, my God, who showed me in this place how to experience old age by serving God fruitfully. I just turned 116 yesterday. It will be plenty of fun as you see the word of God become flesh. Amen. As you see the word of God become flesh, all you need is to believe. Faith Tabernacle came as the word. Faith translates the word into flesh. And so we entered into Faith Tabernacle. Praise God. Worshiping there. God's word is ordained to become flesh, to become real, to become practical as you believe it. In the name of Jesus, it's your turn. I say it's your turn at last. Favor will start trailing your steps. The fear of untimely death is over. In your family, it is over. No one winner will ever bury their children. No one will bury their grandchildren. Because you have a covenant of a good old age and fruitful stewardship. Finally, God is not looking for who to use. We have said it over and again. He's simply looking for who to bless. And you are the one. Obedience procures blessings to the obedient. It does not procure blessings for God. Neither does it procure blessings for the church, nor for your pastor. Everyone's obedience procures personal blessings for him. If they obey and serve him, they that do obey and serve him shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody here will do something today that will register these blessings on his life. That just go wild like the Good Samaritan and bring harvest of souls into the kingdom. Come see Jesus who told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? And they came. Amen. They heard from Jesus. Many more believed on him. Glory to God. And now we are still reading the story. What she did, longest time. Somebody will do something today that will be speaking for generations to come. By reason of the dramatic change of story that will visit such individuals. By reason of the outpouring of favor that will change their stories. By reason of a baptism of long life that will be placed upon their life. Lift up your two hands and ask God for grace to maximize this prophetic season in truth and in deed. Receive that from the Lord right now, grace. Grace to maximize this season. Grace to maximize this season. Grace to maximize this season. Come on now. Everybody receive it. Receive it from the Lord. Everybody receive grace to maximize this season as no man's business. Ask God for grace. Paul said, by the help of God, I continue to this day. We need grace for continuity. Everybody needs 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 grace for continuity. Lord, I need your grace for tireless engagement. I need your grace for sustainable engagement. I need your grace for fruitful engagement. I need your grace. For selfless engagement.
some strange stories, true and real, will come alive. Some dramatic change of story will come down in our midst. But instead of being entertained by them, be listed among the ones whose testimonies are entertaining others by taking a strong position in what you know to be his commandment for the hour. A strong position. A strong position. Don't fake it. Face it. Face his quality. You know, I can see some things, but God sees all things. I can see some things. God sees all things. There could be some people in this service this morning now who have not opened their mouth on any prayer point. I won't know that. I just say, oh, man, that brother is always there, man. Always there. He's one of the people you can count on when it comes to prayer. But say, count on who? He's not saying anything. He just came to show up to let us know that he's around. God knows. God knows. May God see what qualifies you to be listed among the rising stars in this season. Amen. Lift up those two hands. Tomorrow is our covenant day of favor, grace to market Jesus effectively through every available medium, through every available medium on your social media platform, in reaching out on telephone and sending texts and SMS. Grace to market Jesus effectively today against tomorrow's service. Receive it now. Grace to reach out to your converts and ensure they are in church tomorrow for another round of encounter with God. Receive that grace now. Grace to bring in new people into your cells. New people into your cells by a dint of raw commitment to cell growth and replication. Receive it right now. And I pray God's open dimension of rewards upon your life. What 50 years labor cannot bring home, God's favor will bring your way this year. What 50 years of labor can never achieve, God's favor will bring your way this year. So shall it be. Go in peace and be blessed as you go. And the day is declared a most fruitful day, a most impactful day in the name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands to heaven and give God thanks. Don't forget, we have the Leadership Empowerment Summit starting at 7 o'clock.
Let's give thanks to God, give him praise and glorify his name. Celebrate him. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give honor and adoration to you. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Father, thank you. We glorify you, Lord. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed. We have our flyers, please. You pick up the copies you require to advertise Jesus and be blessed as you do in Jesus' name. This Empowerment Summit kicks off at 7 a.m. prompt. 7 a.m. prompt.